when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. That crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
And I certainly hope there are a lot of nice witches out there. This is your host, Count Larry Masland, here on Broadway to Main Street, otherwise known as Bloodway to Main Street. Get it? Here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of this spooky, scary, screamy, wacky hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, listeners, you know that Halloween is only around the corner. Go wave to it. Hello there, Halloween. I see you peeking out, you jack-o'-lantern head, you. And that means we have our annual Halloween show, where we go into the deep cave of Count Larry Masland, the castle down in the dungeon, and he pulls out all those old round black things with the holes in them, the LPs and the 78s, and we hear lots of songs and tales and tunes from way back when, celebrating the dark and scary side of the American musical theater. And you go, well, wait a minute, he started with Frank Sinatra. What does that have to do with anything? Well, that song, Witchcraft, was written by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee, who wrote so many wonderful shows like Wildcat and Little Me and two great, great Broadway composer lyricists. So today, that if you didn't guess already, today will be about witches. Today's show is called Witches Brew, and we'll have a nice cauldron full of great tunes and double-double toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, and eye of newt, and toe of bat, and ear of corn, and I like a little, you know, it's nice, a little bay leaf. Put a little bay leaf, it always makes things very yummy. Let us go to Rosemary Clooney, who you don't think is a scary person, the wonderful, wonderful singer. But here are two songs she sang, one from the, right after the war, I think, the Second World War, in the recording studio for Columbia, and then a hit you all know and love, Swung, as only Rosemary Clooney can. So take it away, you're a beautiful, you're not a witch, you're a beauty, Rosemary Clooney. Go sing.
There once was a sad little goblin who had a broken broom. When he went anywhere, it would wobble in the air, and his heart would fill with gloom. He tried so hard to fix it every night, but he just couldn't get it working right. The wobbling goblin with the broken broom could never fly too high. For right at the takeoff, another piece would break off, and soon he would be dangling in the sky. Each evening, just as he would leave the ground, his radio would say,
"Control tower to goblin, your broomstick is wobbling, you'd better make a landing right away."
It soon got so he could only ride when the witches took him piggyback, until at last he used his brain and bought himself an aeroplane. So if you'll look for him on Halloween, you'll see him zip and zoom. No harm can befall him, no longer can they call him the wobbling goblin with the broken broom. Another piece would break off, and he would soon be dangling in the sky. Each evening, just as he would leave the ground, his radio would say,
"Control tower to goblin, your broomstick is wobbling, you better make a landing right away."
It soon got so he could only ride when the witches took him piggyback, until at last he used his brain and bought himself an aeroplane. So if you'll look for him on Halloween, you'll see him zip and zoom. No harm can befall him, no longer can they call him the wobbling goblin with the broken broom.
Ding-dong, the witch is dead. Witch, old witch, the wicked witch. Ding-dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, 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 yo-ho. Let's open up and sing and ring the bells out. Ding-dong, the merry-o. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead. ¶¶ Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, old witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, 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 yo-ho. Let's open up and sing and ring the bells out. Ding dong, the merry o. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead.
Oh, what a play out that was. At Rosemary Clooney's, winging away with the great Harold Arlen Yip Harburg song, of course. From The Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Ooh! That song, that makes me sad. I don't like to see the witches burnt and melted and whatever, but they come back. They are resilient, as you know. If you read Stephen Schwartz's royalty statement, you know that you can't kill these witches. All right, well, of course, if you are a witch, you're going to cast a spell. And if you are the greatest spiller, the keeper, the thing is the Cupid. So people fall in love all the time. And you know what we call that? When you fall in love and there's a spell and someone casts it on you, we say that you are bewitched. And, you know, bothered and bewildered too. Here is Doris Day.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep. Then love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart. But what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him. Each spring to him, and long for the day when I cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
You'll sing to him.
And long for the day when I cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
Well, there's nothing bewildering about the charm of that song. Certainly a song by Doris Day. We miss her very much. She has gone into the world of the afterlife, but we still miss her. Well, every year now for, gosh, 8 years, we've done a different Halloween special with a different theme. Today is Witch's Brew, old songs by or about the witches or sorceresses or whatever. And I asked a good friend of mine, Eric Comstock, who frequently appears on our show with his lovely wife, Barbara Fasano. They perform every Saturday evening, I think around 5, at Batland. What? Oh, no, it's Birdland. Anyway, it's on 44th Street. He suggested this song. This is written and performed by a guy named William Brown, who wrote a lot of industrials in the 50s and 60s songs and was the major supporter, bankroller of Harper Lee. What a story. You should look him up. He died at the age of 94. Interesting guy. Anyway, if you remember The Wizard of Oz, the Cowardly Lion says, I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. Well, here is a guy who doesn't believe in witches.
I don't believe in witches, and I don't believe in elves, and I don't believe that witches believe in witches themselves. I've never looked for witches, and I've never seen a ghost, but I think it must be witches that I have never seen most. Now it's fun to meet a goblin hobbling along a lane, or to stumble upon a leprechaun right after a summer rain. But I'll never hide in ditches or run from the morning mist, for I don't believe in witches. Witches don't exist. Halloween, oh Halloween, you're the silliest day I've ever seen. In case you just weren't listening, let me say once more what I said before. Witches, I don't believe in witches, and I don't believe in elves, and I don't believe that witches believe in witches themselves. I've never looked for witches, and I've never seen a ghost, but I think it must be witches that I have never seen most. Now I've heard of country bumpkins, that pumpkins might terrify. They should know to be wise, you close your eyes and think about pumpkin pie. So I'll never hide in ditches or run from the morning mist. I don't believe in witches, I have scratched them off my list. I don't believe in witches, no sir, witches don't exist.
Uh-oh, nice broom.
And the new broom sweeps clean. I made a little mistake, I said he was William Brown. We'll hear a William Brown song later, that was Michael Brown. Well, I alluded a little earlier to the success of Stephen Schwartz and, of course, his musical Wicked, which has been, gosh, 15 years now. My goodness, the cultural marker for witches young and old. So let us hear a little of Idina Menzel talking about what it is to be a nice, eager, cute, green little witch looking forward to your future.
Oh, Miss Elphaba, many years I have waited for a gift like yours to appear. Why, I predict the wizard could make you his magic grand vizier. My dear, I'll write at once to the wizard. Tell him of you in advance. With a talent like yours, dear, there is a definite chance if you work as you should. You'll be making good.
Did that really just happen? Have I actually understood this weird quirk I tried to suppress or hide is a talent that could help me meet the wizard if I make good. So I'll make good. When I meet the wizard, once I prove my worth, and then I meet the wizard, what I've waited for since birth. And with all his wizard wisdom, by my looks he won't be blinded. Do you think the wizard is dumb, or like Munchkin, so small-minded? No, he'll say to me, I see spend time with the wizard, my whole life will change. 'Cause once you're with the wizard, no one thinks you're strange. No father is not proud of you, no sister acts ashamed, and all of us have to love you when by the wizard you're acclaimed. And this gift or this curse I have inside, maybe at last I'll know why. When we are hand in hand, the wizard and I, one day you'll say to me, Elphaba, girl who is so superior, shouldn't the girl who's so good inside have a matching exterior? And since folks here to an absurd degree seem fixated on your verdigris, would it be alright by you if I degreenify you? Of course that's not important to me. Alright, why not? Is unlimited, and I've just had a vision almost like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy and true, the vision's hazy, but I swear someday there'll be a celebration throughout Oz that's all to do with. When people see me, they will scream. We're half of Oz's favorite team, the Wizard and Larry.
Thank you, Max, for that marvelous introduction. I put a spell on you, and now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I ain't lying.
No! No! Don't listen to them!
Been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back, and there's hell to pay. I put a spell on you.
Good joke. Happy Halloween. Thanks a lot.
No, man, I'm serious.
You got your head in your head.
You're not kidding me. Have fun.
All right. Yeah, cheer up. Let's go, guys.
Hello, sailor. My name's Wilfred. What's yours? I put a spell on you, and now you're gone. My whammy fell on you, and it was strong. Is working, and the worst, I put a spell on you, and now you're mine.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
You're lying.
If you don't believe, you'd better get superstitious.
That was Bette Midler as the Witch Vinny and Hocus Pocus. A very popular movie now, maybe more popular than it was when it came out. Stranger things have happened. Hello, this is your host, Count Larry Maslan, for Bloodway to Main Street, our annual Halloween show. And we are looking at the witches and sorceresses and ladies who cast all sorts of magic spells from every corner of American popular music. No reason to do that. I enjoyed that. All right, let us go to some slightly nicer, more evocative, sensuous kind of witch. This is from Camelot. Lerner and Lowe, of course. This is Morgan Le Fay. And they're two wonderful Lerner and Lowe albums, jazz albums that just came out. One with Dick Hyman and one with Adrian Cunningham. You should get them on the Arbers Records. We'll play one or two or three or four later on. But today we'll be spooky. This is a song called Follow Me. And I would follow the singer Chris Connor just about anywhere.
Far from day, far from night, out of time, out of sight. In between earth and sea we shall fly. Dry the rain, warm the snow, where the winds never go. Follow me, follow me, follow me. To a cave by a sapphire shore, where we'll walk through an emerald door. And for thousands of breathless evermores, my life you shall be.
Bewitching in its own way. Well, we are looking at the songs about witches in our Witches Brew episode today. Hard to find, but they're there. Here is a Cole Porter song. Did you know that Cole Porter wrote a song about a witch? Sung by the one, the only, Jerry Southern, another singer. I just think he's the Bat's Pajamas. All right, here we are. Cole Porter, Witch.
Which is the right life, the simple or the night life? When pray should one rise, at sunset or at sunrise? Which should be upper, my breakfast or my supper? Which is the right life? Which? If the wood nymph left the park, would Park Avenue excite her? Would the glowworm trade her spark for the latest Dunhill lighter? Here's a question I would pose. Tell me which the sweeter smell makes, the aroma of the rose or the perfume that Chanel makes? Which land is dreamier, Arcadia or Bohemia? Who'll tell the answer, the daisy or the dancer? Which life is for me, the peaceful or the stormy? Which is the right man, Walt Whitman or Paul Whiteman? Which? Should I read Euripides or continue with the graphic? Hear the murmur of the breeze or the roaring of the traffic? Should I make one man my choice and regard divorce as treason? Or should I, like Peggy Joyce, get a new one every season? Which is the right life, the simple or the nightlife? When, pray, should one rise, at sunset or at sunrise? Which should be upper, my breakfast or my supper? Which land is dreamier, Arcadia or Bohemia? Which is the right man, Walt Whitman or Paul Whiteman? Who'll tell the answer, the daisy or the dancer? Which is the right life, the simple or the nightlife?
Hello, darling.
That was from a somewhat obscure but a very popular in England musical, Billy, with Michael Crawford, a song called The Witch. I never came to New York. Too bad. Good score. All right, so I ordered that. I can see the switchboard is lighting up. I said there was a Cole Porter song about a witch. I didn't say about a witch. It's called The Witch. It just means like witch like that. Or anyway, we do what we can. All right. We are looking at some other songs and about witches. And, of course, we have to get to The Wiz. Great, great show from 1975. Made into a movie, made into a TV live broadcast. Here is, I think her name is Evelina, the wicked witch in that show, asking, please don't bring her any bad news, because it's going to be bad for you. Mabel King from the original Broadway cast.
Now, when I wake up in the afternoon, which pleases me to do, don't nobody bring me no bad news. Because I wake up already negative, and I'm fired up my fuse. So don't nobody bring me no bad news. Now, if we're going to be buddies, bring me no bad news. You can be my best of friends as opposed to bad news. Cause don't nobody bring me no bad news. Well, no bad news. Well, no bad news. Don't nobody bring me no bad news. I'll make you an overtime, but you cannot refuse. Cause don't nobody bring me no bad news. Now, when you're talking to me, don't be crying the blues, cause don't nobody bring me no bad news. You can't verbalize, vocalize, but just give me the clues.
Cause don't nobody bring me no bad news.
Now bring the message in your head, or in something you can use. But don't you never, never bring me no bad news.
Dispose of you, Mr. X-King of Oz. That brainy head of yours will make an elegant king-size pincushion for the royal sewing room. Mine was a family of famous witches. Great-grandma had world renown. She was the witch who put the hex on an entire city we'll call X. She brewed a brew which they all sipped into a coma. They slipped. My sister cousins and my aunts all won prizes for their poisonous plants. And dear mother, as she bid this realm adieu, said, sweet daughter, this advice I leave with you. Gonna be a witch. Be a witch. Not a wishy-washy witch. But a witch. Be that witch which other witches follow. Be a vulture bird and not a swallow. Have a cackle that is nice and hollow. If you're gonna be a witch. Be a witch. if you're gonna be a witch. Be a witch, not a namby-pamby witch. Never switch, be a witch that's absolutely ruthless. And to coin a phrase, be downright toothless. And in every photograph, be toothless. If you're gonna be a witch, be a witch. That's the pitch. Be a witch. Be a witch.
Some of you may be scratching your head and going, what was that? I know that was Ethel Merman. Indeed it was. That was part of an animated movie called Journey Back to Oz. And the score was written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. No, you know, no small shakes there. But we're giving you as many witch songs as we can today on Bloodway to Main Street. Well, of course, in the more latter part of the 20th century, we had a Stephen Sondheim musical with that witch Into the Woods. And here is my favorite version of a song from that. This is Julia McKenzie from the London West End production of Into the Woods. You're going to hear such a good schrei when the track starts. Don't worry about it. And then she starts to sing. It's all fine. All right, here we go.
What did I clearly say? Children must listen.
No, no, please!
What were you not to do? Children must see.
No.
And learn. Why could you not obey? Children should listen. What have I been to you? What will you have me be? Handsome like a prince.
It was lonely atop that tower.
I was not company enough.
I am no longer a child. I wish to see the world.
Don't you know what's out there in the world? Someone has to shield you from the world. Stay with me.
You see, in the right hands, witches can be sympathetic characters, and there is certainly no Broadway musical that made witches more sympathetic than Wicked, which opened in 2003 and is still running to this day everywhere around the world. They just print the money. She, Elphaba, waves her broom, and the $1 billion goes into Stephen Schwartz's bank account. All right. But why not? It's a wonderful show. And here is my favorite moment, the end of Act One, where Galinda and Elphaba have to figure out which path they are going to take. Are they going to be a good witch or a bad witch? Only the end of Act One will tell.
Elphaba, why couldn't you have stayed calm for once instead of flying off the handle? I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your cause forever. I hope you think you're clever.
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition. So though I can't imagine how, I hope you're happy right now.
Elfie, listen to me. Just say you're sorry.
You can still be with the wizard. What you've worked and waited for, you can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. And you can't pull me down.
Can't I make you understand? You're having delusions of grandeur.
I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love. I guess I lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I did I by defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye. I'm defying gravity.
Glenda, come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenda, dreams the way we plan them. If we work in tandem, there's no fight we cannot win. Just be willing to fight in gravity. With you and I, defying gravity, they'll never bring us down.
Well, are you coming?
You're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it. I hope you're happy in the end. I hope you're happy, my
what a note she can hold. She is something else, that Idina Menzel. Well, this is Count Larry Masland, and if you've hung on this long, you've heard a wonderful mixture of brew, cauldron of great witch songs from the Broadway musical Witch Songs, the songs we played. That's what songs. So I hope you've enjoyed this. We have a little bit more to go, but before we leave from Bloodway to Main Street, I want to thank again the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund for supporting our show. Good job, folks over there. Not scary at all. Quite wonderful. And to remind you that this program won the 51st annual ASCAP Foundation Deems Taylor Award. What is that? It's an award for the best radio broadcast in America this year. So thank you, ghouls and goblins, for being supportive. Well, as we know from Dorothy Gale from The Visit of Oz, that's eternal question. Are you a good witch or a bad witch? Well, let us finish with a good witch, one of the best witches of all, certainly as a singer, the wonderful Lena Horne, the mother-in-law of the director of the film version of The Viz, Sidney Lumet. And she will take us out on our annual Halloween edition of Witch's Brew. Oh!
Glinda, the Good Witch of the South. She has great powers.
It's a place we all have to find, child. But it's not just a place where you eat or sleep. Home is knowing. Knowing your mind. Knowing your heart. Knowing your courage. If we know ourselves, we're always home, anywhere.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.